Yeah?
Walker Stone, 90.
President?
You get that letter?
About Bob?
No, from Frank Dobie.
No, I hope we get it.
Who sent it to you last night?
Well, I haven't got it yet.
Well, now listen, I'm going to give it to you on one consideration.
Yes, sir.
That you preserve your source and protect it.
Yes, sir.
Because I didn't realize it, but the old man quoted you in a couple of paragraphs, which you were very complimentary to me, but I don't know that he'd want me quoting you, except if he knew the way I did, that I think he'd understand it. But I don't want him to think if he can't write me without my sending his letter around.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want you to get mad at him for sending quote to me what you wrote him, because it was very complimentary. You did say something, though, about the past administration.
Well, okay.
You wouldn't have. You said the same thing to me.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was such a fine letter, and I appreciate you wanting it, so I sent it over to you, a photostat of it.
Oh, that's good, Mr. President. I sure, you know, the old man, I've been so fond of him so long.
Now, on the Panama thing this morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to send Tom Mann down there immediately. I know you're a deep interest in this hemisphere from some of the fights we've had before.
Yes, sir.
They're going to use this to try to get some revision of agreements and so forth, but I think a lot of it's communist-inspired, and I've sent him there, and I'm going to send this boy, Cyrus Vance, who runs the Panama Canal Board with him, and some of our very best people, and keep them there for a few days. I have talked to the president of Panama by long distance and told him that they'll be there in a few hours, and told him that I regretted the situation that developed, and that I appreciated his trying to restore quietness, and that I was sending man, and that both of us were aware of the possibilities that elements unfriendly to us were trying to exploit this situation. We'd keep in close touch with him. Now, there'll be an announcement out on that in a little bit, but I thought that you ought to know it. You got any ideas?
I've got a good man on that, and he's a very high on man, too.
Yeah.
And stationed in Miami. And he had a date up here with Nan Monday morning, and this, I'm glad to know this, because we wanted to send him to Panama anyway.
Well, man is going there, and I'm sending Martin with him, because Martin had a lot of these agreements. And I'll have Alex Johnson watching the desk here, but just off the record and just personally between us, I have the feeling that they'd like to use this as a reason to feel sorry for themselves and revise a lot of these agreements, treaties, and I don't feel sorry for them. If we screwed anybody, we did maybe the Colombians, but we have the Panamanians, their standard of living is doing pretty well compared to the rest in this hemisphere, and I don't want everybody to think they can run over America every time they get through their coffee in the morning.
That's good going.
And I'm damn tired of them tearing up our embassies and things like that. Now, after all, you want to remember this happened on American property.
Yes.
While we might have been in error with these school kids with the flag, they, after all, they're school kids. And there's not anything justifies tearing all the windows of the lights out and acting with violence. And besides, violence can be a two-way street, and I'd be damn careful about starting it if I were in the minority.
Yes, sir.
So I said that to him in very guarded diplomatic language.
Good going.
Goodbye.
Thank you.